This is what, if you had a Buddhist shrine, this is sort of typically how they would be decorated, with several Buddhist images and different knickknacks in front of it and painting behind. The next slide is of perhaps the actual monastery where we ate lunch. Each of the monks have a little cubicle about, say, 8 foot by 8 foot with just plain rice paper floor and a place to hang things, and that's all there is in the cubicle. And when they're gone in the day, it's just empty. We went to one of the monasteries, and Mr. Nam asked, and they said, sure, and we just went into one of the cubicles, and they moved stuff aside, and we ate. And then we went out. And the monasteries tend to be very plain, with very few decorations, but, and of course the shrines are what they actually decorate. One of the murals which I liked best was of a tiger in bamboo, and it was right next to a bamboo forest, so I said, oh, this is going to be really neat. So I framed my mural of a tiger in bamboo in bamboo, but I couldn't quite arrange the bamboo exactly how I wanted to, so it didn't kind of, if they had allowed me to cut down the bamboo as I chose, I could have come up with a really great picture, but they didn't approve of that. The next slide is of Chinese characters, which is why we included it. And then we have another slide of the front of a typical shrine. With a pretty oppressive sort of painting, they tend to have paintings and pictures like this at the front of temples, hoping to scare away evil spirits. And this is the next slide is of a sort of carven figure they have. There's also, if you look at the left, sort of leftish bottom, there's an old woman with her hair in a bun. You can tell that she's a married woman because the young girls let their hair grow long and just is loose down their back. Once you're married, you're supposed to still keep it long, but you keep it tied up in a bun. And so she's an older, because it's such a bother to keep your hair always tied long but tied up in a bun, what the more modern women do, and most of the other women you see are like that, is they cut their hair short and keep it curled. To the very far right of the picture is a middle-aged woman in traditional Korean dress, hanbok, with her hair cut short like that. That pedestal was of the next temple we visited, which was Hangsa. And the thing which made Hangsa famous is the fact that they have some very old carven printing images. They're wood blocks that have been carved so that you can use them to print out Chinese characters which have the sayings of Buddha, I presume. And they have two large buildings just full of them. And this is a slide of what one of them looks like. It's a reverse image of the actual Chinese characters, so they were used to print the sayings of Buddha. The next slide after that is just rows on rows. They're just in an open-air building, just stacked on edge, because since each of them is a wooden block, there's not much of a way to condense them. I guess we'd probably put most of it into one microfiche and save a lot of room. These are not the original wood-carbon blocks. The originals were burned in a fire, but these are about 800, 1,000 years old, and the ones before that, if they had have existed, would have been perhaps 1,200 years old. This is what the exterior of the building looked like. It's just an open-air building where they store the, and that gives you some idea of just how long it is. There are two buildings like this, and this slide shows you about one half of each building, and we're in between the two. There's another building just like it behind us. And, of course, all temples have their shrines, and this is the shrine at Hainsaw. Also, when we were at Hainsaw, we were lucky enough to see a temple under construction. So you can see how these temples are built. They take plain wood and build the structure out of wood, put tile on the ceiling, and then they start decorating it, putting in, filling in the walls, painting it, carving into the wood of the ceilings, and painting them.